Leaders at the G8 meetings floated the idea of using international monitors to help quell violence between Israel and the Palestinians. The Associated Press reported today that Palestinians welcomed the suggestion, but Israeli government officials said outside monitoring is not needed. Escalating violence over the past year has strained Israel's military. All Israeli men are supposed to serve 3 years of military service and then continue with reserve duty into their 40s. Women are drafted for 2 years, but most do not face reserve duty. Exemptions are widespread. Tens of thousands of ultra-Orthodox Jews are excused from the army to continue their religious studies. And now, some non-Orthodox Israelis want exemptions for reasons of conscience, NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
A few months ago, Omri Kleinberger, an art director at a Tel Aviv advertising agency, received a call-up notice for his annual month of reserve duty. A 29-year-old first sergeant, he'd served in the occupied West Bank before. This time, he was stationed at a roadblock near the town of Ramallah. His job was to enforce the closure, to stop Palestinians from entering Israel without a special permit. A few days into his service, he said he realized what he was doing was immoral and ineffective.
The closure and the barriers are making life difficult for the good citizens who just want to go with their car and with their children from here there, and people want to come to work in Israel and things like that. It's making life difficult for them, but someone in the middle of the night who wants to go out with some explosives and get into Israel, that's no big problem.
Kleinberger, a serious man who rarely smiles, told his superiors he could no longer continue to serve in the occupied territories. He was sentenced to 28 days in detention. Kleinberger is part of a small but growing movement of Israeli soldiers, most of them reservists, who are refusing to serve in the West Bank and Gaza. They are encouraged by an organization called Yesh Gvul, Hebrew for "There is a border." It was founded in 1982 to encourage soldiers to refuse to serve in Lebanon. Peretz Kidron, one of the founders of Yesh Gvul, says the group is now concentrating on encouraging refusal to serve in the West Bank and Gaza.
What Israel is doing in the occupied territories is organized state terrorism. That's war crimes. Hey, maybe not war crimes on the scale of Milosevic. We haven't heard of massacres, but there are killings. There are children being picked off by snipers, whole communities blockaded, women having babies at checkpoints because they're not allowed through to hospital.
In the past 10 months since the beginning of the Palestinian uprising, about 40 soldiers have gone to jail rather than perform military service in the territories. But Kidron says the army quietly transfers most of the objectors to serve inside Israel, rather than give them publicity by imprisoning them. In addition to those who practice selective refusal, a few Israelis don't want to go into the army at all. Yoni Ben-Artzi is a slight, articulate 19-year-old with piercing blue eyes. He's also the nephew of Sarah Netanyahu, wife of Israel's former prime minister.
An army's purpose is to kill. That's the purpose. And I think you can't achieve any purpose a state needs without an army. There's no need for an army, and I don't want to be subjected to being in an organization that's meant to kill people.
Ben-Artzi is supposed to begin his 3-year service in a few weeks. He says he would be happy to perform some alternative form of national service, but he says he will go to jail rather than join the army. If Israel can excuse tens of thousands of ultra-Orthodox youth, he says, it can let him off the hook for reasons of conscience. But conscientious objectors like Ben-Artzi and the leaders of Yesh Gvul remain a small minority in Israel. Most Israelis, even peace activists, report for duty without complaint. Joel Weinberg is a 39-year-old fundraiser who routinely does reserve duty in the territories. He says the army plays an important role in defending Israel.
The reality in the Middle East today calls for the existence of armies. Unfortunately, the Middle East is not a region that does not need armies. It's not a region which war has ceased to exist. But currently, Israel cannot decide to unilaterally disarm itself, because if it does, it'll be overrun by the Arab countries.
Weinberg says members of Yesh Gvul are taking the easy way out by ignoring the moral issues that come up for soldiers in the field. He says that in the past he was able to stop fellow soldiers from beating Palestinians. Had he refused to set foot in the territories, he says, the Palestinian population where he was stationed would have suffered more. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.